Auburn boys head coach Jim Weeks is with us today, boys basketball head coach. Coach, first of all, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. Obviously, you know, through the first half pretty much, or first half of, you know, before this little break here that's ongoing. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on kind of how things have gone with this group.
Well, we stubbed our toe versus Plattsmouth. So but other than that, we're 4-1 and we're trying to figure out our team. And, you know, it takes a while to get just to know who can do what on a big stage, you know, in front of the lights. And practice is different. So I think we're getting better. I think we've find out what we can do, what we can't do, who's good together, all that kind of stuff. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, good. I guess who are some of the guys that are stepping up that are some of the leaders for the team this year?
We play 3 seniors and 3 sophomores. Bretton Winslow's our point guard. Creighton Keeling plays off guard. Carson Levine is an off guard. Those are seniors. Our sophomores are Ryan Gunther. He can play 1 or 2. Blake Swanson can play every position. And then Brian Palmer, who's our inside guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you, you know, look at this team, what are some areas you feel, you know, pretty good about, strengths of the team? And what are the areas you're just kind of still working on a little bit?
Well, we got some guys that like basketball. They've put a lot of time in. They've got skills. So it's not like they're just a bunch of guys that are running around being athletes. They got some skill. We just got 3 guys that haven't had varsity reps, and that's in practice and in games. So after 5 games, we've kind of figured some things out about ourselves. And I like our leadership. Our captains are Winslow and Keeling and Gunther. I like our 2 seniors doing a great job. Even the game we lost against Plattsmouth, they were good in the huddles. They were good at timeouts. They were good at halftime. So I like where we're heading. I think we got a chance to have a great team this year.
Yeah. Looking at the second half, Coach, you know, what are the expectations and goals you kind of talk about? You know, maybe you don't even talk about it. Maybe they're unstated, you know, kind of standards there within your program.
Well, we got our process goals, what we try to do on a daily basis. And then we got our outcome goals. And, you know, obviously our goal is always to get to the state tournament. And then when we get there, we'll see what we can do. We didn't get there last year. We lost, you know, our best player at conference tournament, broke his arm, or all-stater. So we didn't get there last year. So, you know, 6 out of the last 7 years we were there. And I think if you can get there, you got to, and you give yourself a chance, that's always something that we're striving for.
When you mentioned you have some guys that just haven't had varsity minutes. I mean, how much do you think they can grow and with that kind of grow, you know, the team's ceiling, I suppose?
Well, the nice thing about them is they're all got size, and basketball is a game of length and size. We got a 6'7" kid inside, got a 6'4" kid on as a wing, and a 6'3" kid. And Swanson kid as a guard. So, and they're all still growing physically, but just getting varsity reps and practice and games makes a world of difference. So when when we played Plattsmouth, we were down by, I think, 13 or 14, end up taking the lead, and then didn't play time and situation late and gave up a 3 and got beat by 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim Weeks again, head coach for Auburn boys basketball. Coach, I really appreciate the time. Looking forward to continue to follow your guys here throughout that second half, and we wish you the best.
Hey, thanks for following us.